This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
It's NPR. Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. The World Cup draw is underway, and Houston is one of the host cities for next year's tournament. Soccer fans are gathered at a watch party at Little Woodrow's in East Downtown, eager to find out which teams will be paired up. News 88.7's Michael Adkison is there now. Michael, what's the scene like there?
Hey, Alexandra, good afternoon. Imagine a sports bar at its most crowded during a football game, and that's essentially what we're looking at here at 12 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. These are soccer's biggest fans were here. Hundreds of people who showed up just to watch the drawings for the group stage to see who's going to play and win in which group. Now, we know Houston is one of the host cities, so a lot of folks are eager to see who exactly is going to be here that they can get tickets to go see. And as I mentioned, hundreds of people here from all different walks of life. I spoke with a 70-year-old Colombian woman who says that she is excited to see Argentina play and is hoping that Messi is going to be there as well. She says this may be her last World Cup, so she wants to go all out. Other folks that I've come across and spoken with say that they just stumbled upon this day, weren't expecting to come here, but that there's such a massive crowd here for the Woodrow that they decided that they wanted to take part as well. Now, we're all watching here. Lauryn Hill is performing on the live stream right now. We've only seen the draws that we knew, which were going to be the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, so we're still anticipating what the rest of the afternoon is going to look like. Live in Houston, Michael Adkison, News 88.
Fort Bend County Commissioner Dexter McCoy, a Democrat, announced his bid for county judge last night. News 88.7's Natalie Weber tells us McCoy is entering a crowded race as incumbent KP George faces a host of legal troubles.
McCoy is one of at least six candidates who've entered the Democratic primary for county judge. At least four Republicans have also declared their campaigns, including George, who switched parties this summer. George is facing two counts of money laundering and a charge of misrepresentation of identity. McCoy previously served as George's chief of staff and became a county commissioner in 2023. He's touted his success in raising the county's minimum wage and his efforts to expand health care locally. The primary will take place in